Okay, by now we know to lose weight and achieve the body and life that you want, you must overcome your nemesis, the bully in your brain. But that's okay because you are the hero of your life. And you can totally handle this because you have the superpower of metacognition, the ability to step outside of yourself and view your own thoughts and behaviors from an outside perspective. And at the core of metacognition is awareness. But the bully has kryptonite that can take away your superpower. See, awareness only works, it only works its magic if it's true. Lies pollute and mess everything up. And that's what the bully is going to do. Try to get you to believe his or her lies so that all of this is screwed up. So how will we prevent that? With the next two tools in your superhero belt. Tool number two, you fight the bully's lies with, surprise, surprise, truth. So if you're ever going to beat the bully and make progress with your body and in your life, you must be self-honest. Self-honesty is like the sister of self-awareness. Without self-honesty, self-awareness is basically worthless because we're not seeing the truth. And if we don't see the truth, we're powerless. There are two ways that this truth can be hidden from us, by ourselves and by the bully. First, we're really good at lying to ourselves. Sometimes we do it intentionally to make ourselves feel better about a certain situation or certain decision, but it's not always intentional. Sometimes we unknowingly lie to ourselves. Research has actually shown that we routinely lie to ourselves when it comes to the foods that we eat. We report eating less sugar than we actually eat, and we report eating more vegetables than we actually eat. The bottom line is this: whether it's intentional or unintentional, we like to paint a prettier picture than what might actually be the reality. And we do this to make ourselves temporarily feel better. Well, here's the thing. I don't want you to temporarily feel better. I want you to permanently feel better. I want you to achieve your goals and be the hero of your life. And that doesn't happen from constantly painting a pretty picture that's full of lies. We have to see past the fluff and find the truth. The truth about the actions you're taking and the thoughts you're having. That's one of the reasons we track your specific weekly goals. This eliminates the possibility of lying to ourselves. You can't just say, oh, I did pretty good this week. No, no, no. We just look at the numbers to see exactly where you're at. Numbers don't allow you to lie to yourself. They give us hard data, the truth, that allows us to take the best next step. Now, the other way that you practice self-honesty is with your thoughts and decisions. It's so tempting to pass the buck, to blame someone else and not take responsibility. Well, I wouldn't eat a donut every day if my coworker would just quit bringing them to work. Okay, brace yourself. This may sound a little harsh or forceful, but the simplest and easiest way to make sure you're being honest with yourself, with your thoughts and decisions, is by taking radical responsibility. Just assume that everything is your fault. Therefore, everything is your choice. Therefore, everything is within your power. Once you quit passing the buck and blaming other people or life circumstances, you quickly realize that you have unlimited power. That power comes from seeing the truth and making decisions based on the truth. Self-awareness plus self-honesty makes you unstoppable. Let me say that again. Please hear it. Open your ears. Open your mind. You are unstoppable. Stoppable, as long as you have self-honesty and self-awareness, you have unlimited power and you can't be stopped. You will never be more empowered in your life than when you have self-awareness and self-honesty. But let's not forget that we still have the bully working against us behind the scenes. The bully lies to us and tries to twist the truth into lies. And the bully in your brain will whisper or scream all kinds of things to discourage you. And the tricky part is, most of the lies are based on the truth, like I mentioned before. They're a twisted version of the truth that seems to make sense on the surface, But in reality, it's not true. It's like a Trojan horse computer virus. The whole point is to sneak in something that seems true or right so that it can do its damage. It can cause doubt, discourage you, and ultimately sling you into an emotional state. And that brings us to your third tool that you must have in your superhero belt so that you can beat the bully. Number three, rational thought. Your brain functions in two different ways, rational thought or emotional thought, or as I like to call it, an emotional tornado. We think clearly and make great decisions when we use logical, rational thought. And it doesn't take a genius to know that we usually don't think clearly and often make bad decisions and say things we regret and do things we wish we had not done when we're emotional. The bully in your brain knows this. His or her biggest goal is to get you sucked into emotional thought, to get you swept up into an emotional tornado, because then he can just sit back and relax. You're going to screw things up on your own because lies blur and emotions blind. Let me say it again. Lies blur and emotions blind. Lies blur the truth and emotions will blind you. And that's why the bully will twist the truth into lies and do everything possible to shove you out of rational thought and blind you with emotional thoughts. It's similar to fight or flight. Do you remember that from like biology or psychology 101? See, once we're swept into emotions, we have two primary go-to solutions, fight or flight, run. We may majorly overreact and fight every little change that we're trying to make and possibly even seek out a confrontation with someone else. Or we may choose flight, and that just means escape. We're momentarily trapped in emotional thought. It's like 15 fire alarms are going off all at once in your brain, and we just want to escape that mental state, so we quit. And we think that quitting this program or quitting our marriage or our job will provide relief. In an emotional brain, quitting equals escape. And escape equals safety, and safety equals relief. But this is just another lie, because the truth is you don't want to escape or quit. You don't want to quit your weight loss goals, or you don't want to quit your job or whatever. You don't want to quit this program. You just want to escape the feeling that the emotional tornado is bringing on. Licensed counselor and author Tom Bunn says it this way. You feel like this is your last chance to escape, and if you bolt, you will feel instant relief. But you also know that after that instant relief, you will feel worse for a very long time. That's what making big decisions during an emotional tornado does. It gives you temporary fake relief, only to leave you feeling even worse afterward. So what do we do about emotional thought? How do we escape it? Well, first and most importantly, we must realize that it is not bad. It's not something that needs to be escaped from. Emotions are a natural part of life. And that's the very first key to being successful in this arena. Realizing that you don't need to escape the emotional tornado. Just let it pass. And like a real tornado, it's not going to actually physically harm you. So you ride it out. And do not make any major decisions during that time. I want to give you five quick steps for emotional times and emotional thinking. Here we go. Number one, catch it. Begin developing the skill to notice when you're getting emotional or have undesirable feelings popping up, because that's all emotions are. That's the first thing. Just begin to develop the skill so that you can catch it when it's coming on. Number two, understand that emotions aren't bad and stop fearing them. Fearing and resisting emotions just makes them kind of stick to us and linger in our body and brain much longer than they have to. But if we can begin to understand that emotions aren't bad, then suddenly they're not scary, and then we will feel them and they'll pass. That's number two. Next up, I just gave you a hint. Number three is to feel it. Don't try to kill it. When you have a strong emotion, don't try to avoid it or deny it. Feel it. Experience it. It's okay. That emotion's not going to kill you. Not to mention, that's the best and fastest way to process and deal with that emotion that you're so scared of. Feel it. Don't kill it. Number four, let the storm, the undesirable emotion, pass through. Let it go. When you choose to feel the emotion, it will naturally pass through you, just like a storm that blows by your house in a few minutes. You just ride out the emotional storm, and it passes. And then lastly, number five, be sure not to make any important decisions during the storm. When one of my friends was young, he was at home with his mother when a tornado came roaring through, and as the storm approached, the lady grabbed her son and ran outside. What? Yes, that's what happens when we make important decisions during a storm. They don't make sense, and they can leave us in a very bad predicament. So don't do that. And then here's the thing. All of the stuff that I've been explaining to you, it all works together. The more you practice awareness and self-honesty and begin noticing lies that the bully in your brain throws at you, the more skilled you will become. And then something really cool happens. You'll learn to head the storm off. You'll begin noticing ahead of time when you're being pulled into emotional thinking. And then in that moment, you can actively choose not to allow yourself to get swept into the full-blown emotional tornado. And over time, you'll learn to catch yourself when you're headed toward emotional, irrational thoughts and stories and intentionally return yourself to rational thought. And when you do this, you're even more empowered to see what's really going on, to think through tough issues, find great solutions, and move forward in a positive way. It's like all of the emotions that were clogging you up in the past suddenly aren't an issue anymore. A perfect example is a recent post from someone inside the private coaching group. She said, "I used to make decisions and eat food with thoughts of shame and blame. It was a big double whammy. And then I'd find it really hard to overcome and move forward. Now I'm more interested in why. Why did I make that choice? And I accept it and move on. The other way has been exhausting for far too long and gotten me absolutely nowhere." Without all of the emotion blinding you, you'll begin to see things you couldn't see before and notice patterns that you could never notice before. More and more, it will be like the fog is clearing and you can clearly see what you've always done in the past and why you would do it that way. But don't miss it. This only happens when you're practicing self-awareness with tremendous self-honesty and you're functioning from a place of rational thought, not stuck in a blinding emotional mental space that's full of lies from the bully. And as you recognize your patterns and the thoughts that you have that have normally dominated your brain, that you just assumed were true, these are your false beliefs. As you notice those, suddenly you are empowered to question them and you begin thinking new thoughts and introducing and ingraining new beliefs into your brain. And this is when you become a next level change your life ninja. In the resources section below this video, you'll find a 3-part audio series that dives deeper into this process of changing our thoughts and false beliefs. You don't have to, but I would highly recommend you take the time to listen to those before finishing this module. So let's quickly bring all this together. Continue setting your weekly goals just like you have been. Take that specific action with the food and activity, whatever your weekly goals are. And when you pair that with your superpower of metacognition, you'll be changing how you think, which changes what you do. And at the same time, you'll be changing what you do with your weekly goals, which changes how you think. Now, this may seem a little too deep and too crazy, but trust me, it is amazingly powerful. It's like super synergy where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. Here, as you change how you think while gradually changing what you do, 1 + 1 = 10. Whether you realize it or not, you'll be changing your body and your life from the inside out. And that's how true success happens. I hope you're excited. I know I say that all the time, but this is exciting stuff. I'm certainly excited and thrilled. I will see you in the next video.